It's a tough job. It's days like these that make me grow tired of it. Another murder, another homeless guy, risking my life again being here. And does anyone do something about it? Nope.
Rachel?
Hey, Justin. Sorry, I had to wake you up.
It's 8:37 in the evening. I was at a strip club.
I don't even want to know. Look. Another one of these.
Those strange bullets again. Well, that's the 12th?
13th.
13th homicide in 11 months with these things.
I think I found out what kind of type these are. Kind of old-fashioned, though. A pistol, which was never sold.
You mean unregistered?
Maybe. I'll tell you at the office. Everyone can hear us here.
Okay. Got your coffee, Rachel Phillips style, black, no sugar, as usual.
Thanks. We soundproof?
Yeah, we are now. But what's with all the secrecy?
Sit down, I'll tell you. 3 months after the third murder case with these bullets, I went to research them myself, because I didn't believe the research department saying they couldn't find anything. There was an engraving on the bullet shell. I didn't recognize it, because it was also unusual for bullets to have something like a serial number or something. It was weird. Why leave behind such obvious traces like this? Well, you wouldn't be able to track down anything if one would use an electropulse shot. A search in the engraving, AJ3920S, got me to some classified government project.
And your point?
It was most likely never finished, and someone...
wants to finish it up now. Why?
How should I know?
Easy. Here, take the disc, keep it with you, and we'll get on this in the morning, okay? I need to get sober, and you need to relax and rest up.
Yeah, you're right. There's always a tomorrow.
Yeah, Justin here. Yeah, we found another one. No, she took the disc with her. What? Well, I'm sorry, but you'll have a report on it first thing in the morning, okay? Chief! No, I'll take full responsibility. Yes, I'll check in with the coroner first thing in the morning. Yes? Look, I know it's been a long day for you too, but I promise we're close to finishing up this case. Yeah. Yes. Good night, Chief. I hope tomorrow won't be a long day.
Computer, shower in the usual temperature and coffee in 30 minutes. Black, no sugar.
I'm in.
Do you see the disc?
It's there. Waiting to be taken with me.
Get it and get out.
Already ahead of you.
Justin was right. I really needed to relax. Nothing like a good shower and some coffee. My life hasn't been that bad, though. Flying colors at Stanford with a degree in psychology, helping out with the creation of the Global Law Enforcing Program, and one hell of a paycheck.
In downtown Los Angeles, another homicide has been reported. The LAPD spokesman says it's the work of the mysterious bullet man.
Don't they have any better news? More interesting topics like...
Locked door.
The most handsome husband in the world. Hey, Dee. What's up?
I think I completely blew tonight's case.
Huh?
I totally blanked.
Again? I'm sorry. I'm sure you'll do fine next time.
Yeah, if Murdoch still gets me a next time.
I'm sure he will. Kiss me. I missed you.
I'm gonna go take a shower.
Okay.
Love you.
You too.
Tara's gonna take my badge if I'm late again. Rise and shine, Justin.
Rise and shine.
What else did Rachel know? Why be so secretive about it? Why those bullets? And... why do I have to get up for work so early? You hungry, kitty? Yeah, me too. Come on. Huh? Sorry, kitty. Breakfast is gonna have to wait. Huh. You have to be a real idiot to break into a cop's apartment in the morning. Well, good morning to you too! Huh? A kid? Shit. I get the feeling this is going to be a long day. Again.